As you enjoy that Thanksgiving feast, think about where that milk, butter, and whipped cream came from. Washington dairy farmers are beginning to use remarkable technology that may transform how those goodies get to your table and help small family farms survive. Reporter Sarah Eden Wallace has the story.
Alan Messman's family has been farming for six generations near LeConnor, so he knows firsthand how hard dairying is.
Usually between 5:30 and 6 we start. In the summertime, I mean, you can be going from 5 in the morning till 10 at night.
That's 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that's one reason the number of dairy farmers is falling. The next generation is reluctant to take on this brutal schedule, especially because there are also huge economic pressures.
In the dairy industry, we run through these cycles where the milk price is below the cost of production. And then, you know, every time that happens, then you lose somebody.
There used to be nearly 2,000 dairy farms here in the 1960s. Janice DeJager is the current Washington State Dairy Ambassador for the Washington State Dairy Women. She says farmers are losing ground.
There are 480 dairy farms right now in Washington State, so it just keeps declining. It's very hard to stay in the dairy industry and work, but farming is in our blood, so you're going to work through that. You know, it's a part of who you are.
Last year, Alan Messman became one of six farmers in Washington State who are trying a new tool that's helped them cut labor costs and reduce the workload.
So no one milks cows on this dairy. Kind of unusual. No, there are two robots. They run night and day. They don't ever stop.
That's right. Robots milking cows. Linden dairy farmer Louis Bauma installed a system last spring. To milk, his cows walk into a big steel closet set in the side of the barn. A shiny silver tube taller than a man maneuvers a long jointed arm and pincers that deftly pluck scrubbers, black hoses, and suction cups from a rack.
First it sprays her udder with a disinfectant, and then it takes the wash cup and it washes each quarter, each teat. And after it's done with that, it goes to the milk cups and attaches the milk cups, and she milks.
Each cow wears a computer chip that helps guide the robot. The arm uses laser beams to locate the cow's teats, most of the time.
Oh, it got it on the wrong one. It'll be interesting to see if it figures it out. Sometimes it will figure out what it did wrong and put it on the right one, and yep, it did. It is quite amazing what it can do.
The robots have also made farms more productive.
We've gone up at least 10%. Yeah, it does great things for production.
The cows love it, too. They're free to go into the robot station and milk whenever they want. In fact, Alan Messman says some try to double dip before they're due, and the robot has to gently shoo them off with a puff of warm air.
So the cows end up being very calm. They're all kind of on their own schedule, and they all kind of wander around in their own little world out there. Yeah, it's a pretty nice way to run the place. So,
Louis Bauma's two robots handle all the milking on their own, though they alert him when a human touch is needed.
It loves texting.
The robot sends text messages if there's a problem. Say, a cow hangs out too long, kicks the machine, or pulls off a teat cup. Alan Messman says one big advantage with robots is he's no longer tied to the farm.
We have two very large apps that are on Droid smartphones. My son's in Aruba, and he just logged in from the hotel computer in the lobby in Aruba and sorted cows. Wasn't even in the country.
It also means Messman's computer-savvy son, Ben, is looking forward to going into dairying.
Now I have a little more free time to do what I want or see friends or spend time with my wife, so it's definitely helpful that I get to be out and about a little more than stuck on the dairy 15 hours a day.
And I'm an eighth generation dairy farmer. I hope to be an eighth generation dairy farmer, and I want to grow into the dairy industry in which I was born and raised and grew up in. I just love knowing that your work counts, because you know, like, you're making food. I just love it.
Janice DeJager plans to go to college and then work on her parents' farm. Innovations like robots may help make that possible, as much as that astounds Alan Messman.
I know my grandpa, he hand milked until he was in his early 40s. And so to go all the way from hand milking in a barn with a wooden floor to robotic milking, yeah, is quite a stretch.
Robotic milkers are actually common in other parts of the world, with about 10,000 in use throughout Europe and Canada. Now, in Washington, six dairy farms are introducing this new technology into an old-fashioned way of life. So the next time you drink a glass of milk, it might be brought to you by a robot. I'm Sarah Eden Wallace for KUOW. I'm Sarah Eden Wallace reporting.
If you'd like to see what a robot milker looks like, just mosey on over to our website, kuow.org.